This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Jeremy Wolf.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Good Neighbor Podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Wolf, and today I am joined by Nick Roman. Nick is with the Brothers That Just Do Gutters. Nick, thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, Jeremy. Thank you for having me.
Of course, of course. And I was just telling Nick before the show started that and I said this on the previous episode I just did with Superior Fence and Rail, that the universe is talking to me. Had Superior Fence and Rail on the podcast. Just got a letter from my association saying I need a new fence, essentially. So one box checked. And then now we have the Brothers That Just Do Gutters. I'm about to re-roof my house. So with that will come a redo of the gutters. And here we are with the gutter company. So excited to get into this today, Nick. Why don't you start off by telling everybody a little bit about the business, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, well, the Brothers That Just Do Gutters is a company that was started by two brothers in Poughkeepsie, New York. We're a national company now, and it was based on client focus. First, redefining contractor service. People are used to contractors, you know, not doing their job, not showing up, not answering the phone. So we do the complete opposite of that. We're completely client focused, and we provide the best service possible. And the number one thing also is the way we treat our employees, and we provide them with a skills ladder that they can train themselves and work their way up through the corporate ladder, start from an apprentice and make it all the way to a field supervisor or to be a solutionist or a manager of one of the offices. So that's one of the things I like the most about the company is basically the client focus and employee focus. If you take care of those two things, everything else works very well.
So as a franchise here in South Florida, what is your territory? What areas do you specifically service?
My specific territory is West Broward County. It's basically from Miramar all the way to Coconut Creek. The other franchisees in Florida, in Miami, and East Fort Lauderdale, Boca, and West Palm Beach. We got basically the whole state covered. We're all pretty good friends. You know, we stick together, and we all have the same policies, the same methodology of work. So you shouldn't notice a difference whether you're in Broward County or you're in Miami-Dade County or in Palm Beach County, in the difference in the quality of work, materials, you know, and everything. So
how many franchise locations are there? Is it only in the U.S. or are you guys in other countries?
We're in the United States mainly. We have over 130 franchises by now. We're still growing. We're one of the fastest growing franchises. I retired from civil engineering, you know, after 30 years of working in the civil engineering software industry. And, you know, I was looking for something to do that didn't involve computers. And so this franchise opportunity came along, and it really sold me on just the fact of the way the employees are treated and the opportunities afforded to the employees, you know, because I work in a brutal corporate environment where, you know, it was very cutthroat. And we don't believe in that. We believe in merit and self, you know, growth to be able to progress through a ladder in a company.
So when did you get involved? When did you buy into the franchise? How long ago was that?
We're getting close to our 3-year mark now. Awesome. And we're getting an amazing response. You know, basically our reviews are exclusively 5 stars. You know, we make sure we take care of our clients, and our employees, you know, our installers, they go through a procedure when they show up to your house and they walk around the job with you, communication, and basically a customer service that people are not really used to with contractors. So so we've been doing great. Business is booming, and, you know, there's a lot of competition out there, but people understand the difference.
Sure. So 30 years as, you said, civil engineer, right?
Yes.
And then 3 years ago, you decide I'm gonna become a franchise owner. I'm gonna become an entrepreneur. What were some of the biggest, or what was the biggest challenge in transitioning from, you know, the corporate world to owning your own business? And what was the biggest reward that you've gotten from doing that?
Okay, yeah, I mean the old saying, you know, I quit my 9-to-5 to work 24/7. That's definitely true. You know, so Sunday, Monday, it doesn't matter what day it is. You know, clients call, you answer, you take care of their issues. So the biggest challenge is getting used to, you know, wearing multiple hats. Right now, we're at the point where we're growing to a point where I can start like delegating and hiring out certain positions, you know, and being able to just work on business development. That's the goal. Biggest difference, I mean, really is, and rewards is just to see, you know, your employees, you know, happy and doing a good job, and the people giving those reviews and noticing the differences and telling you about it and writing on it and saying, hey, you know, these guys, they came, they did an amazing job. And so all those props, they really go a long way, you know, to make all the hard work, you know, worth it.
What are some common myths or misconceptions that your customers or people generally typically have surrounding what you do, surrounding the gutter business?
Yeah. Number one is like, who needs gutters? You know, I run into people saying, who needs gutters? You know, I mean, yeah, it's true that we do have concrete foundations here in Florida, but you'd be surprised on how much water intrusion I see from these concrete foundations because they're not 100% waterproof. So you want to keep the water away, you know, from your foundation. You want to, in your patios, you know, people building these elaborate patios, you know, you don't want water, you know, dripping onto your new pavers, your marble pavers, and or your pool. So definitely controlling the water and directing it where you want it to go. Another misconception that we run into all the time is that all gutters are the same, or all companies are the same, or people get too focused on just price, you know, the difference in price. And, you know, we're not the cheapest ones out there. We're not the most expensive, but we use the top-notch best materials that there are, the best hangers, the best aluminum, the best everything. So, and more than that, our voicemail is never full. So if you have a problem, you know, you call us. If you notice something is not working the way it's supposed to, you call us, and we're right there fixing it up. A lot of these guys are fly-by guy in a gutter with a gutter machine on a trailer, and they just come in, they do the job, and you'll never see them again, you know, or next year they're out of business or they just change the company name. So you want to watch out for that. You want to make sure you hire the right people to do the work, you know, in your home. You're getting a new roof. You know, you want people that are going to be careful with your roof. They're not going to break your tiles. They're not going to lie about it. You know, things happen, you know, and you want people to take responsibility and say, hey, yeah, we did this. We're going to fix it. Don't worry about it. And so that's the biggest difference and misconception is all gutters are the same or who needs gutters. So down here in Florida, you definitely need gutters. I mean, the amount of rain that we get, you see erosion around the homes. You see a splashback onto doors or windows or mold building up in certain areas. So we can provide solutions to move the water away from the damp areas and even suggest, you know, some underground drains or some other solutions that you may consider to make your space around your house more livable and definitely more weatherproof.
Well, I, for one, need gutters. I'm going to need gutters, and I'm definitely gonna once the roof is done, we're gonna be reaching out to you for sure. So shift for a second. Tell us a little bit about what you like to do for fun when you're not working. Maybe a little bit about your family.
Yeah, I mean, my kids. I got two kids at UF, and
go Gators. I'm a Gator alum myself. So
yeah, me too. And you know, I got a little one that's over 6 feet tall now in 10th grade. So we just do family stuff, you know, get together. We go up to Gainesville, do different things, you know, go out, eat dinner. I mean, just normal stuff. My kids all play soccer, so we did a lot of soccer traveling. And now that that's basically over, you know, we're more like into homebodies, spending time with our pet, and you know, just relax and enjoy. My wife's a teacher, so we get the summers off. So we'll do some light traveling here and there.
Oh, fantastic! Where does she teach? What grade?
She's the math coach at the Pembroke Pines Charter, FSU campus. You know, and great school. You know, A rated. Kids are doing amazing. You know, all the teachers out there, give them a good shout out. You know, they work really hard. You know, and so always appreciate your teacher.
Yeah, God bless their souls. I always tell everybody, I got two kids myself, you know, going to be 12-year-old daughter and soon to be 10-year-old son. And man, just managing the two of them is a project in and of itself. I couldn't imagine having a classroom full of 20 plus kids.
Yeah, sure.
You know, we don't give enough to our teachers, man. Our teachers need more credit for sure. So how often do you make it back? I mean, with two kids in Gainesville, I'm sure you go up there pretty frequently. I asked that because I haven't been back there in so long. It must be interesting to have gone there for college for you and then have your kids go there and to go back and see how the town has evolved, that things are so much different up there now.
Yeah, it's an amazing experience, you know, because I was there 86 to 92 and we're like 30 years later, and now my son is there with my name, you know, so it's like the second generation. I'm the fifth Gator in my family. It was five of us. We all went to UF, and most of our nieces and nephews went to Gainesville. So I have like five nephews and nieces over there. So it's a Gator family for sure. I wanted my kids to have that college experience. It's no better place than Gainesville to give you that. And so I told them, your choices are UF or University of Florida. And that's the only school they applied to. And luckily they got in. You know, they're really good kids. They got good grades. And so being back there is amazing. I'm going in April. My son's fraternity, Sigma Chi, they have a father-son weekend. So I look forward to those. And then we're going to go back in May and move them out of their dorm. And that's always fun.
Exciting stuff.
Yeah. So graduations, my nieces graduated last May. And then this May we have another graduation. So we're in touch with the school for sure. It's a great school. And
I was Phi Delta Theta when I was up there way back then. Okay. Yeah,
so, I didn't do that because I'm a Santa Fe kid. You know, I came from Honduras and barely knew English. So I went to community college, you know, to learn English and then I transferred as a junior. So I missed out on the whole freshman fraternity and all that stuff. So I wanted to make sure my kids went through that experience, live on campus and know what that's like. And they love it. I mean, they really, really do.
You're reliving the experience through your kids.
Exactly.
Come full circle, my friend, full circle. Before we wrap up here, what would be the one thing that you'd like our listeners to know about your business?
You know, like I said before, just basically do your homework, you know, read reviews. Don't always go for the cheapest price. You know, I do so many repairs on new gutter work, the shoddy work that's been done. And, you know your contractor. If he doesn't answer the phone, if you know, something is off, you know, go with somebody else, protect yourself, you know, and, you know, just make sure that you do your due diligence when you're hiring people. And so avoid problems in the future. You know, some problems may show up 2 years later, 3 years later, and we see it all the time and get so many repair calls and take care of people the right way. So do your homework and trust your contractor, read the reviews and all that. And, you know, if you call us, we're definitely going to take care of you. If you just need advice, we give advice all the time, you know, and I don't always necessarily, and I'm probably a bad salesman for this, but I will not like just sell you gutters just to get the quick sale. So I will tell you, hey, listen, man, your roof is too old. Call us back when you need a new roof. You know, there's no point in putting gutters up now. Or, you know, hey, you can really fix this way. You got to call this type of people or this type of people, you know, and then make sure I advise them the right way. So, you know, we get a lot of referrals because of that. We get a lot of, you know, I may not make that sale, but I'm going to make another sale down the line.
Yeah, for sure. So for anybody out there like myself that is in the process of getting a new roof, or maybe they've just been staring at their old gutters all rotten and crusty and just very unsightly, and they want to make a change, how can we learn more? Please share your website, your contact information. Let us know how we can reach you guys.
Yeah, we're you know, we're on Instagram, Brothers Gutters West Brower. We're on Facebook. We're you know, on Google. You can see pictures. You can see videos. You can reach out to us. Do not make the mistake of trying to cheap out on the gutters. I see it all the time. You need a new roof. Make sure you tell your roofer, remove the old gutters. Okay, include it in their scope of work, because the new roofs, the burst stop is taller. The drip cap is taller, so the old 6-inch gutters just don't work. Water will fly right over. They will get overwhelmed. A lot of people have long runs in the backyard with no downspout. So you need a 7-inch gutter. You need it installed correctly. You don't want to pull the drip cap and destroy it and then void your roof warranty. So you want to make sure that you go with a 7-inch if you have a tile roof. Or a metal roof, depending on the pitch. You know, you let our experts decide that for you and let you know and give you the right advice when you can use a 6-inch versus a 7-inch gutter. It makes a big difference. Or a 3x4 downspout versus a 4x5 downspout. So there's solutions for people out there, and make sure your gutters work correctly and they're installed correctly without compromising your roof. And you'll be okay. You know, some people, they want to keep the old gutters. The roofer comes in on top of the gutter with the drip edge, and they notch the drip edge to go around the nails or the screws, and it just makes for a bad job. Or they take down the gutter, they put it back, and they put 100 nails on it. And, I mean, we remove them all the time. And I say, why'd you do that? I said, oh, well, then the previous owner did that or something like that. So do it right, and your gutters will last you 20, 30 years, the life of your roof, and then you don't have to worry about it, except some light maintenance, cleaning. If you have a lot of trees, you may need leaf guard, you know, to prevent the leaves from clogging up your downspout. So that's all depending on your situation and where you live and what the surroundings of your home are.
Yeah, and, let's be real here. If you're going to replace the roof on your house and you're going to make the, I don't know, $10, $20, $30, $40, $50, $100,000 investment to replace the roof, man, don't be cheap. Spend the money to put new gutters on, right? Don't reuse the old gutters.
Exactly. And we got a variety of colors, and we can make really enhance the look of your house.
It does. I remember the previous house I owned, we redid the roof and put on new gutters, and it changed the whole complexion of the house. I mean, the roof was nice enough, but without the gutters on there, it didn't look quite right.
Yeah, I call it. It's
sealed the deal.
It's like putting crown molding on your house.
Yeah, right. It is. It creates a different touch to it. I like it. Good deal. Yeah. All right. So we did you mention, I don't think you mentioned your phone number. You want to give us your phone number?
Well, our phone number is 954-900-9218.
Okay.
Or you can go to our website, brothersgutters.com, and you can fill in a form there, and somebody will contact you, and then we'll schedule you for a free estimate.
Perfect. We'll link in the description to all of your contact information in case anybody needs to access it. So, Nick, pleasure having you on the show, brother. It was nice meeting you. It was nice learning about your business. So thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you, Jeremy. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Yep. You as well. And to our listeners, thanks for tuning in, and we will catch everyone next time. Take care. Have a blessed day. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Cooper City. To nominate your favorite local business to be featured on the show, go to gnpcoopercity.com. That's gnpcoopercity.com, or call 954-231-3170.